I need money for food, I thought. I'll have to sell something. I'll sell my coat. I went into a shop. Do you want to buy a coat? I asked. How much? The man asked. 1 shilling and sixpence, I answered. That's too much, he said. I'll give you 9p. I gave him the coat and took the 9p. I bought food with it and walked on. Then night came and I slept in a field. The next day was Sunday, and I reached a town not far from London. I was pleased that the streets were almost empty. I was very dirty, and I did not want to see people. I slept outside again. In the morning I was very hungry, so I sold my shoes. I did not get much money for them. I was now wearing only my shirt and trousers. I was tired, cold, and very dirty. At last I reached Dover. Do you know Miss Trotwood? I asked the man. No, he said. Go away. I went into a shop. Go away, you dirty boy, the shopkeeper shouted. Please, I cried. Do you know Miss Trotwood? Yes, one of the customers said. You're lucky. I'm her servant. She took me to my aunt's house. Wait outside, she said. My aunt came out. What do you want? She asked. Go away. I don't like dirty little boys. No boys here. Please, aunt, I said. I'm David Copperfield. You came to my mother's house on the night I was born. Now she's dead, and I'm very unhappy. I went to work, but I ran away. I've walked from London, sleeping outside. I was crying now. What? My aunt shouted. She sat on the ground for a moment, and then jumped up again. This is a surprise, she cried. Come in. Come into the house. When we were in the house, my aunt looked at me. You're very dirty, she said. You need a bath. I had a bath, and we ate dinner together. Janet, the servant, burned my clothes and found me new ones. My aunt and I talked about Mr. Murdstone. Do I have to go back to him? I asked. I don't know, my aunt said, quite kindly. I'll tell you tomorrow. Go to bed now. So I went to bed and slept very well.